broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a Wednesday. Hey, weather's looking a little better out there this morning. Not bad at all. Wednesday, December the 7th, 2022, 16 minutes past the hour. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Had a lot of interesting conversation in hour number one, and if there's anything on your mind, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Now, the conversation in question, or hour number one, was about no receipts being given at the McDonald's on Route 95. Now, this could all be done in conspiracy, a conspiratorial thing. That's a good word to use there, isn't it? A thing to where I cannot get free stuff. But we'll see. We'll see. It's truck day there. We'll see if they get a new receipt machine by tomorrow. Fruitcake toss coming up on December the 15th, 7 p.m. Still waiting to hear if we're going to move this to a parking lot or a building. Should know more, hopefully, by the end of the broadcast today. If not, tomorrow. We do have some feelers out both ways. But if you'd like to enter somebody in the fruitcake contest, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. I was thinking during the break there, if Judy Cressup is out of the fruitcake contest because of a hurt shoulder and Chip is in, we're still at 40, I believe. Lost one, gained one. So we are still at 40 at this point. And again, if anybody, Chip, if you're out there listening, we do have a ride for you. It's next Thursday, the 15th at 7 p.m. Just call Sarah at 740-341-3826. Also, if Chip is not listening, which maybe he's not, you can let Chip know that he is in the fruitcake toss by going to the Kroger on the south end of town. I believe he's there on Tuesday and Thursday, I think. That is right. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Yes, Scott, you did get me entered, right?
Oh, yes, John. John, we've got you in. Now, were you ever able to locate a fruitcake?
Yes. One of your employees there told me to go next door to Walmart, and I found one there.
Oh, so Walmart does have some Claxton fruitcakes.
Well, it wasn't a classic, but it was similar to it.
Now, how much were the fruitcakes there?
$4.
Oh, really? Well, that's not too bad. Okay, well, sounds good, John. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Hold on just 1 second, and we will be back. I got to take
Hello?
A quick break here. Hold on. We will be back momentarily. Let me get a commercial up here. All right, I'm back. Sorry about that. Somebody, you know, here are the problems with doing a radio show from home. Somebody came to the door there, and I had to go get that. That was one of those things you had to answer. So I hope you're still with us out there in listener land. Who would expect somebody to come to the door at 9:23 in the morning? All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And you know the computer I use to play PSAs when I have somebody come over was not working. So I couldn't play a PSA. Adam's going to have to go in later today and do a little bit of editing on this hour because we had a, two or three, maybe four-minute blank spot there. All right, give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay. As we move along, well, the fruitcake toss is the fruitcake toss. John is in. John, call us back. We were right in the middle of the conversation there, and I feel bad. I heard somebody knocking at the door, and I thought, oh, man, I got to get this call. So there are fruitcakes at Walmart, but they're not Claxton. I want to know a little more about these fruitcakes. Has anybody been to Lawrence Orchards to see if they have any fruitcakes left? I know Kroger is kind of done at this point with the fruitcakes. I don't know if they'll get another shipment in or not. I would guess not, being the holiday season, but you never know. 740-751-4038. John, call back if you're out there. Let us know about that fruitcake at Kroger, or Walmart, I guess it was. So John Heimlich is now in the fruitcake toss. Number 41. Good to hear. So now we're up to 41 people in the fruitcake toss. Judy Cressup out. Chip in. John Heimlich in. Anybody else at this point? 740-751-4038. That's where we are this morning. Okay. What else was on the agenda here this morning? Well, you can send us a Christmas card, 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. All right. Does anybody else have any other ideas about this road, this crossing over University and Harding High School, I guess is the best way to put it there, 309? When you leave Harding High School, you get the green arrow, but on the other side, on University Drive, there's a there's not a no turn on red sign. Now, why would that be? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody have any good ideas? And what would the commissioners say? What would the State Highway Patrol say? Why would this be happening? Let's see here. Oh, you know what? We have one. I don't think we've got into this yet. We've got one Family Feud category left that we did not get through yesterday before we get to the holiday Family Feud. And we had five answers here. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? What are things you stop doing as you grow older? All right, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller. Hello?
Scott, I forget what the name of that one was, but it was just slightly under a pound.
Can you believe that I would get a knock on my door as I'm doing a live show?
You never know what's going to happen.
You never know what's going to happen. And I knew that those people were coming today, but to pick the one period where I would be doing this show, what are the odds?
So, but anyways, it was slightly under a pound, about, 14 ounces or something like that. And what I did, I wrapped it up in saran wrap and then put a Ziploc bag around it real tight. And that way it keeps it together when you're practicing throwing it.
That's now, but it's definitely, for people out there listening, it's not a Claxton.
No, it wasn't a Claxton.
Now, do you know how much it cost?
The one I got cost $4.
$4. Okay, so the Claxtons are $5, that's $4. And I don't know if anybody's been to Lawrence Orchards, but I'm pretty sure Kroger is out of them for the season. So I don't know where Lawrence Orchard stands at this point.
I don't know either. One of your employees there at Kroger's told me to she was over there doing price checks, and she told me to just go to Walmart and see if they had them, and they still had some. So,
well, maybe somebody can call Lawrence Orchards and see if they have any of the Claxtons left.
No.
All right. Well, hey.
I don't know about that one, Scott.
Well, wait. I got you down. You're number 41 in the fruitcake toss. We got you, John.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye bye. John Heimlich in the fruitcake toss. We definitely like to hear that. $4 fruitcakes. Now, I don't know what brand that is at Walmart, but John is doing the smart thing. He's practicing. And that's what you have to do. I know people think that you don't have to practice, but you really do. 740-751-4038. Okay, now here was the Family Feud category. And by the way, somebody call Lawrence Orchards. Let us know if they have any fruitcakes left out there. Okay, here was the Family Feud category. We have one category left before we get to the holiday Family Feud. What are the things you stop doing as you grow older? And I believe all five answers are still on here. What are the things you stop doing as you grow older? 29 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are the things you stop doing as you grow older? Five answers on the board here. When we get all five of these answers, then we can finally move into the holiday Family Feud, which will be fun. We've got a lot of those here. All right, does anybody know the answers, dear? What are the things you stop doing as you grow older? Now, as I said, well, maybe we got a correct answer coming our way here. Go ahead, caller.
Stop working.
Stop
working. Retire.
Well, you certainly do that. It's not on the list, but no. Can you believe somebody would come to the door while I'm doing a show like this?
Well, yeah.
I mean, I of all things, and not to be able to play a PSA or something, that computer for some reason is not working properly.
Well, usually, unless they're, like the gas companies, they come around in the summer all day long or something. But, you know, if you knew they were coming, yeah, they'd probably come when you were busy or something.
They
they
said, well, we'll be there today. And of all times, they come during the, and they were beating on the door. I heard them knock the first time. And I thought, oh, boy, what am I going to do here? So I tried to get the PSA machine to play, and then I realized I couldn't. And then they're knocking again. And I thought, oh, man, I got to go grab this door. But
I put a sign on the door. Stay sleeper, do not knock, and something. And I what do I put? Can you read this or something? I forget what I put. Can you read? And do you know they still knock? They can come at 10 or 1 or whatever.
I know.
Day sleeper. You know not to knock.
Now,
because sometimes in town you get quite a few. They go around and I don't know if they do the electric, the gas, and different stuff. And because I don't, want to bother with them and change or anything. So, yeah.
Now, what do you
but
think?
I put on there, can you read?
Yeah, you
and
get.
Apparently they can.
Big letters and underline. Now, do you.
Yeah.
Do you know what's going on over there on University with that light out of Harding and the no turn on red sign not being there for the cars on University?
No, I don't go around Harding like I used to. But on the other end of 95, they do have a sign there, no turn on red. I think it's that road.
You
have to wait a real long time for the light to change and you can't turn on red.
You know, I think they took that sign down.
Or did they? See,
yeah.
I don't go down that road that much, but with them coming out and with the traffic on Universal and on 309 all, when something's like that, when I turn on right on red, I really, you really have to look to see if anybody's coming anywhere. So, I don't know, maybe they think that just of a day that they don't need one, but and stuff, but...
Well, I hope they get a sign up there. I hope somebody calls the county commissioners or the highway patrol and just asks why. Because I would hate to see one of those kids in an accident or somebody who thinks they can turn right on red go and then get, you know, T-boned because the people at the school had the arrow.
Yeah, now when 309 is going east and west, when they come out of Harding, can they make a right turn and stuff if there's no traffic or?
Yeah, I think that, and there's no problem. The problem is that if you're leaving Harding, when the light turns green, you have an arrow. It's not just a green light to turn left, which means, you know, you have the right of way to go left. But the problem is, just right across the street, where the light is still red, University yeah. onto 309, there's no sign there saying don't turn right on red. So you would not know that the opposite side had an arrow, and you would also not know that their light had turned green, because yours is still red. And if there's no don't turn right on red sign there, you might turn, well, the other car is going to go because they've got the green arrow, and you'd get T-boned, and you'd be in the
yeah,
wrong.
The one I don't like is Vine Street turning on center, that little short street. If you're around Mount Vernon or something, I always thought once you could turn right, but left, you had to be the one closest to the curb. If there's two lanes, the other lane can't turn, because I always keep in the left lane. And then when I want to turn, I can turn. There's a truck there, or another car's trying to pull out. And then I don't know when somebody's coming out of, like, across from Papa John's, there's that, used to be Chicago Pizza. If somebody's in one of these drives, I don't know that they pulled out and they've got the right of way, and there's going to be a wreck there.
Well, that's also, that's where they wrote merge on the road.
Yeah, but in wintertime, you can't see it. I've never seen a merge on the road there.
I know. That's another disaster. I don't understand that
one. Yeah, because sometimes when I start to turn left and the other car is, if I can't see a past it, I won't do it. But if I start to go and they start to go, I stop because I don't know. They can probably see if something's coming, but I can't. And then I'm going out there and I'm going to be hit, you know, because of them, I can't see. But I thought in the... I haven't seen that driver's book. I thought it said only left turn, the one closest to the curb. Because if there's two lanes there and you're both trying to turn left and the other people has a green light, that you, the first person turning cannot see what that second lane's doing. You know, if they see somebody come out, they can stop right quick, but then the one that's closest to the curb can't, because they can't see it past the other person. That's the one place I don't like.
I know. There's some dangerous spots here in Mirror. I hope...
I know somebody's going to get hit, because sometimes they fly down through there. It's only like 25, but they go down there 35 or more. And it's just an accident waiting to happen. I'm surprised when the police or somebody drives these roads, they don't see a problem, they don't turn it in, not wait for the people to do it. Like when they plant corn up Podcos, when I go out that way, you can't see past that field. You know, you have to go half of the road to make sure that nobody's, going down Fairground towards Pole Lane. And when you, you know, and stuff, especially when they plant clear up to the end of the, you know, their land. And when you're pulling out, you can't see. You have to be half of the road before you can, you know, see if somebody's coming, you know.
I agree.
Agree.
Can you believe we've run out of fruitcakes, too? They're another tragedy in this town. We've run out of fruitcakes everywhere.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I don't know if Lawrence Orchard still has them or not, but they were the last bastion, I guess. I guess Walmart's got an off-brand fruitcake, but I don't know. I don't know if Lawrence Orchard has any left or not.
I don't think the banks are giving them away, are they?
No,
they
no.
usually does, or yeah. You could buy them, I mean, not give away.
Yeah, the Civitan Club went under, so like I told people, if there's a call for them, I have an in to get some fruitcakes because, you know, we do the fruitcake toss, but I would be afraid getting stuck with these fruitcakes if nobody wanted them.
You'd have to learn to like them, wouldn't you?
Well, I think I'd probably... I just build a bomb shelter or something with them.
My brother used to make fruitcake. I don't know if he still does, but he used to make it from scratch.
Now, see, though, I think when you make them from scratch, you got a better shot than those Claxtons. I wonder if that one John... John's throwing it, so I don't know if he even got a chance to eat it. But I wonder if it's any better than those awful Claxton fruitcakes.
I bet you can't tell. I haven't eaten hardly any fruitcake. I doubt you could hardly tell the difference in the taste.
Well, I tell you, once you eat one, it's hard to eat another because all your teeth fall out.
When I ate it, I really didn't care for it, so that's probably why I didn't eat it anymore.
I'm with you. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Goodbye.
All right, the category still remains here. What are the things you stop doing as you grow older? 740-751-4038. And Adam, when you go in, what you'll have to take out the dead space and put some PSAs in there so the timing's right. Somebody comes to the door right as you're doing a live radio show. The perils of doing a show from home. All right, what are the things you do as stop do? Well, maybe if I read this right, we'll get the answers. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? Five answers. Now, most of these things have to do with kind of children to adult. That's the gist of this category. Kind of becoming a child to an adult. What are some of the things you stop doing as you get older? Maybe some of these are kind of even like baby to adult. Baby to older child. Older child to teenager. Teenager to adult. Things you stop doing as you get older. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say you stop having babies.
Stop having babies. Well... That does happen at some point. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No, stop having babies on the list today. Although you probably would have to stop that at some point. Mother Nature steps in on that one, I think. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Playing with toys.
Playing with toys. Now, let me see here. That might be on the list. You're getting closer, though. Not on the list. Can you believe somebody come knock on my door? That just...
Yeah, what's the odds of that?
Well, I do this show for 2 hours every morning. They say they're going to be here sometime today, and they come at 9:20 in the morning.
Yeah, and if it would have been something, you know, else, different circumstance, and you really needed them to be there, and they wouldn't.
No, they'd be here sometime after the new year.
That's right.
You got it.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I had another computer set up here where I could play some PSAs, but for some reason, it was not working. Have to get that looked at. All right. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? Now, stop playing with your toys was a good one. These are interesting answers, I'll say that. A lot of them have to do with, you know, what does a baby stop doing as it grows older? What does a young child stop doing as it grows older? What does a teenager stop doing as they get older? That's kind of what the answers have to do with. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? Voice of the People with Linda Sims comes on today when I go off, 10:15 to 12 noon. And then I believe Adam the Computer Guy today from 12:15 until 1 p.m. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? Well, all five answers still here. You could throw a line out, maybe hit one of them. Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. And as soon as we get through this category, we can go to another category. Go ahead, caller. Holiday. Go ahead.
Sucking your thumb.
Sucking your thumb, absolutely. Number one answer. You got it.
That's great.
Sucking your thumb was the number one answer on the list. So that would be more baby to maybe toddler, I guess. Those type of answers are on the list. Name things you stop doing as you get older. 740-751-4038. Sucking your thumb was number one. Now, again, there are other answers kind of like that. You know, that's kind of in the breath of what this is. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say stop taking your bottle.
Not stop taking your bottle, but a good guess. Not stop taking your bottle, but not a bad guess at all. What are things you stop doing as you get older? Sucking your thumb, number one. Four other answers on the list. 740-751-4038. All right. Well, as I say, some of them are like young children to maybe, I don't know, toddlers to maybe teenagers, teenagers to adults, that sort of thing. What do you stop doing as a teenager as you get older? All right. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say stop playing with younger children. Teenagers don't want to play with their younger brothers.
Yeah, no, it's a good guess. Not on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
Not stop playing with other children. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? 45 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right. Sucking your thumb, we have. That was number one. Still have four other answers here. If we get through this, we can get to the holiday family feud, which will be fun. Things you stop doing as you get older. Now, remember, a lot of these have to do with like toddlers to teenagers, teenagers to adults. That's pretty much where the answers are in this particular category. Does anybody have the answers? 740-751-4038. Things you stop doing as you get older. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm just going to say you stop having recess, playing recess.
No recess on the list. No recess on the list, but not a bad answer. What are things you stop doing as you get older? Things you stop doing as you get older. Sucking your thumb, number one, and still four others to go. 740-751-4038. 13 minutes, four other answers to go. Voice of the People with Linda Sims today, 10:15 until 12 noon. Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 until 1 p.m. All right. Phone lines are open here. Are we going to get four answers in 13 minutes? 740-751-4038. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? Four to go. Well, think if you were a young child and maybe you were becoming a teenager. Or maybe you're a teenager and you're becoming an adult. What are some things you might stop doing? 740-751-4038. Things you stop doing as you grow older. Four answers left on the list. 48 minutes past the hour here. All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say obey or listen to your parents.
Not listen to your parents. Good guess, though. Not listening to your parents. Tough category here this morning. Things you stop doing as you grow older. That's what we're looking for here. Go ahead, caller.
You stop wearing diapers.
Stop wearing diapers. Not on the list, but a good guess.
All right, thanks.
Stop wearing diapers. You stop wearing them, and then there's a period, and then I guess you wear them again. That's the way it goes. The circle of life, as it were. 49 minutes past the hour. What are the things you stop doing as you grow older? Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say stop saying your prayers.
No, not stop saying your prayers. Stop saying your prayers. Not on the list here. Things you stop doing as you get older. What are those? Four left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 50 minutes past the hour. We're at the 10-minute mark. Still four answers left to go. What are the things you stop doing as you get older? Things you stop doing as you get older. Well, think more about maybe teenager to adult, or maybe like a 4 or 5 year old kid to maybe a 10 year old kid. Things you would stop doing as you get older. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
This is weird. I'm going to say kiss your parents. Like out in public.
not kiss your parents, but not a bad guess. No kissing your parents on the list today. What are things you stop doing as you get older? We've only got one answer so far. Would be sucking your thumb. That was number one. Four other answers still to go. Things you stop doing as you get older. 740-751-4038. Who's got those answers? Well, again, it looks to me like the answers we have are more like 4 or 5 year olds going into maybe teenagers, something like that. Teenagers into adults, maybe. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say like watching cartoons or the children's shows.
No children's shows on the list. No children's shows on the list. Not a bad guess, though. Tough category. All right. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? Things you stop doing as you grow older. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears in a fog this morning, thanks to our interesting weather.
Yes.
Did somebody say, like, become potty trained, stop wearing a diaper?
I don't know if anybody said. It's not on the list. Good guess, though.
Kind of interesting, though, because if you get older, you might have to wear diapers again.
You might have to revert back.
Yeah. Okay, well, I thought I'd give it a whirl. Thank you.
All right. No stop wearing diapers on the list. Name things you stop doing as you grow older. Sucking your thumb, number one. Still four other answers to go here. 7 minutes. Well, we might be on this one to the new year. 740-751-4038. Things you stop doing as you grow older. Go ahead, caller.
Peeing the bed?
Well, I think you might start that again as you get older. Not on the list, though.
Okay.
All right, not on the list, unfortunately. No wetting the bed. There's something that has to do with a bed on here. Go ahead, caller.
These are more transitioning into early adulthood, Scott. Somebody say either stop going to school, like, you know, public or compulsory school, or stop living with your parents.
Well,
a young adult.
Not stop living with your parents or stop going to school, but there is one on here that definitely would probably qualify from, I don't know, maybe college onto adulthood. There are two on here kind of like that.
Oh, here's a funny one. Maybe this would work because, you know, almost everybody's done this. Stop using a fake ID because you no longer have to have a fake ID if you turn 21.
no fake ID on the list.
Of course, back in the olden days, it was 18 when I went to school. But, okay, that's an interesting answer. Okay, well, I thought I'd give you some comedy. Thank you.
All right. Well, there is one that has to do with a bed. I'll say that. It's not wetting the bed, but there is one that has to do with a bed. And there are two on here that you would probably stop doing either high school to college or college to adult. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say you don't have a bedtime as you get older, like they go to bed at 9. You don't have a bedtime.
Not a bedtime, but a good guess. Not a bedtime, but there is one that does have to do with a bed. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? Now, there is one that does have to do with a bed, and there are two that are probably more maybe high school to college to adult life. You would stop doing these things. That's kind of the breadth of the area here, 55 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Well, how about jumping on the bed?
Not jumping on the bed. Not jumping on the bed. But there is one that does have to do with bed. A matter of fact, it is the number two answer. Number one answer was sucking your thumb. What are things you stop doing as you grow older? 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038. Four answers left to go. Well, we got number one. We got sucking your thumb today. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, Ted here. I just witnessed the red-headed blue jay at the bird feeder. Now, that's the first on me, and when it flew away, it had some kind of a brilliant color under its wing, so I don't know what combination that would be with a woodpecker or a cardinal or the one that feeds at the feeders with oranges and stuff. Can't think of the name, daggone it. The Oriole, might be a combination of that. I never seen one, so I thought I'd just call in and just tell you that's the first red-headed blue jay. It's just like a blue jay, but it's got a kid on it.
Well, isn't that nice? Well, hey, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll see you later, Scott.
Bye-bye. First red-headed blue jay at the bird feeder. There you go. Everybody make note. 740-751-4038. What are things you stop doing as you get older? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Stop sleeping with your parents.
That's it. Stop sleeping in the bed with your parents. You got it.
Thank God.
Yes, you stop sleeping in the bed with your parents. That's the one that has to do with a bed. Go ahead, caller.
I said no prayers like at bedtime. How about being read stories at bedtime?
No stories at bedtime. The one that had to do with a bed was sleeping in the bed with your parents. Now, we still have three answers left here. Now, they pretty much all have to do with teenagers to adulthood. What do teenagers stop doing as they go toward adulthood? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do teenagers stop doing as they head into adulthood? The other three answers are pretty much all tied into that. Yeah, it's not so much about younger kids. It's more, I would say, high school kids into college, college into adulthood. What do you stop doing as you get older? 740-751-4038. Don't forget, Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 10:15 until 12 noon today. Adam the Computer Guy, 12:15 until 1 p.m. And hopefully Adam will go back at some point today and take out the dead spot, like 3 or 4 minutes in the middle of this broadcast, and put some PSAs in there where I had to go answer the door, of all things. And hopefully we'll have more information on the fruitcake toss tomorrow. 41 entrants in so far. All right. Well, we are out of time today. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the holidays. For legendary broadcaster Charlie Evers and Scott Spears having some holiday fun on air.
Okay, we're back once again here. It's your Christmas program today. Yes, it sure is Christmas, isn't it?
And we've still got another hour after this.
We do.
The Exchange Club is on.
Oh, that's right, the Exchange Club.
Which will all be, and I heard you saying earlier on how much you really enjoy the